Blog Talk Radio.
blogtalkradio.com. My name is Brenda Moss, and I have my returning guest with me, Zion.
Blessed. How you doing, Empress?
How you doing this evening? I'm glad you came aboard.
Well, I'm appreciated to be on board. You know, I'm feeling great just hearing the music playing. You know, it's a success. You know, just hearing it playing, man, it's You know, John knows how much road we tried to get to this point, you know?
Yes, yeah. You've been a hardworking man for many years. I read on your bio, and I read a lot of research and on a lot of work you've done and your events. And you plan to spread your message of hope, togetherness, and love. Can you give me more in-depth about that?
Yeah, man. Well, 27 years now I've been working on my music, and I've been working independent as an independent artist with no management. I've been doing all my work myself as far as producing my tracks in my home studio, which is called Lion Roots Productions. And, you know, I'll take my music down to Jamaica or California and do some overdubs. And this track you just heard was Squeedly Cole. That's the drummer for, he played with Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers, and now he's playing for Stephen Marley. So that's the drummer who's playing on that track right there. And also, we are trying to put a tour together, me and him. We've just been on the phone just, you know, talking about putting it for, but I just wanted to kind of give the people a little understanding of that track and what I do. But yeah, love and unity is something that's always been in my heart, you know, because as a man, I don't like to see division. I don't like to see people fighting and warring and bloodshed. You know, I've always been that way as a youth, man, you know, always been. When I see them things, it really hurt me and disturb me, you know, because, I mean, it's so much easier to love than to hate, you know?
Yeah.
So my message has always been love and unity and togetherness, you know, because, I mean, this is what some of our forefathers, Mali and, you know, some of the great people, great musicians who paved the way for us younger musicians, them is the type of message that they had and they was trying to get across to the world, to mankind. You know, and which he has succeeded, you know, because a lot of people have actually changed their ways through his message. So I believe, you know, we all need to do the same thing, you know, as the younger generation come with the music.
Yes.
We all need to spread this message of love, you know. Yeah.
Yes. And Zion, you were giving the Best New Artist Award. What year did they give you that?
That was in 2009, I believe, in Hawaii. Let me see. I have it right on my wall in my studio. August 15, 2009, I received that from Thompson's Productions.
Wow, August 15th. Wow, that's like 5 days from now.
Yeah, wow.
I'm glad I caught up with you again, and you have drawn me with your voice and your style, reminiscent of Bob Marley back in the 70s. You just brought back that soul, you know, and it really just drew me to you. Like, how can I get my hands on him, you know? And I could just touch you just on my computer screen. That's it, you know. But it took a while for me to get to you, but I got to you. And
So
you be having these events locally in Evansville, Indiana. Can you give us some details about any projects and events that you got?
Yeah, I got some events coming up. I always doing things locally here in town. You know, meanwhile I'm here, you know. I got an event coming up at Edgewater Grill. This is a very, very fine restaurant sitting right off the riverfront. Down in September, we have another show getting ready to go in USI, the college. They just got a hold of me recently. And they wanted me to come in and play some reggae music. So meanwhile, I'm here.
Do you have the date?
I think September 16th, I do believe, or 6th. Let me see. September. I just got this information today. So Let me see.
We can come back to that.
Okay, cool. That's fine.
We'll come back to it. So the Water Grill, your event there, ain't that coming up later this month? this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to disappoint you. I won't be able to be there. I'm down here in Louisville, Kentucky.
I know.
I got a lot of events going on down here and family, but I will catch up to all of your other events that you have later in the future. Now let's mention about this single you got out.
Okay.
Let's talk about that.
Sure.
Is that, what's the name of it?
World Revolution.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the one with ED, the single with ED, More Love?
We gonna get back to that one. That blew my mind right there. Because, you know, I got a show with him the end of this week. And
oh, that's
like,
good money.
I see Zion in there. Oh, my God. You know, so we're going to get into that later on in the show, okay?
Yeah, man. No
so
worries,
let's talk
no worries.
About World Revolution. Let's talk about that single. What made you come up with that title?
You know, World Revolution is basically, when I look out in the world, I see revolution. There's revolution for peace, revolution for war, revolution for religion. You know, so world revolution right now, we're going through this period of time where, but I'm more based it on the things that's going on in the world as far as the chaos and the wars and the rumors of wars and nation rising up against nation, kingdom against kingdom, you know, and world leaders and, you know, all these things that we are seeing that's going on in the world right now. So it's just a world revolution, you know, like a revelation, kind of like I feel like we're living in the last days, you know, in the books of Revelation, you know, because,
yeah.
I mean, you know, we look at prophecy that's been spoken from many of the prophets, and we really look around us and we see so much earthly disasters that's going on. We see people dying on a larger scale that we never had. We see disasters, natural disasters, tornadoes ripping up the place, and back-to-back, you know, astronomical weathers and everything. So basically, the world is topsy-turvy right now, you know what I mean? So that's what made me came up with the concept World Revolution, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know? But at the same time, we are the children who were working for Jah. You know, we're working for His Majesty, bringing this message. So it's a world revolution, but we fighting a Jah revolution, you know what I mean? You know? That's what kind of gave me the inspiration. Yeah, man, to come up with the title World Revolution. You know, that's what gave me the inspiration.
I'm quite sure people, when they hear your music and your message and your music, I'm quite sure people are not blind today to see what's going on around them. I'm quite sure people are not that blind. But the deal is, you have been known to put your music out like this, with your message, your spiritual revelation, whole devastating drum riffs, searing social commentary. You just pack it. And I'm quite sure you have a lot of followers that followed you for more than 20 years and still are. So,
yes.
I would like for you to introduce the song World Revolution, and I will play it for you, and we will come right back.
Nice. Well, to the world right now who is listening out there, first of all, give thanks. Listen to World Revolution from Zion, from the album World Revolution, coming soon.
We've got to unite. Yeah.
Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, for Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. I have with me Zion. Zion.
Bless that. Yes. Yeah, my damn.
You were born in rural Dominica?
Yes. Yes, I was. Yes, my home. Haven't seen
so
that a long time.
Do you still go there, visit there?
It's been a long time, you know, sister, you know, because it's been a while. Dominica is one of the hidden places in the Caribbean. Most people haven't really heard of Dominica, you know. Most of my families are in St. Croix, Virgin Islands, so I go to St. Croix more often than I go to Dominica. Yeah.
So you started at an early age. I have some young children that are tweeting me and asking me questions about you because they never heard of me. And they want to know who inspired you and what inspired you to start playing, which I read your bio that said that you always had it in you. And what instrument, these kids want to know, was your first instrument that you played?
Okay, guitar. Bob Marley was one of my influences, as you can tell. Well, at the time when I was growing up, when I heard Bob Marley music, I didn't realize at the time who he was, you know, because Bob was singing a lot of love songs back when I was young, and it was not really reggae yet. It was kind of like a different beat. But as he went on, he started coming in with some serious song like Zimbabwe, Africa Unite. Them is the kind of songs that I was listening to as a young youth. So them songs really had touched my soul and my spirit very, very deeply when I heard it. And not only that, but being down in Dominica at the time when we went through the struggles in life where we had to, you know, carry woods and so on and so on for the fire, going down to the river, you know, to get some, to wash clothes and going down to the pipe to get some water for the drum. So, you know, you kind of relate to what the man singing about, because the man was from another West Indies island or Jamaica where their culture was very similar to what how we do things in life. To this day, they still cook outside on the fire, you know what I mean? So that actually was one of my inspirations. Now, when I moved to the Virgin Islands, my mother and my father, they was very strict on me. You know, I couldn't really do much. Like most of the kids, you know, like would play basketball or things. You know, my father was my stepdad, he was real strict. And my mother, she was very, very strict on me. I couldn't really go too many places. So music was my only escape, you know. Music was my only escape. So I learned to play the guitar. And then I realized inside I had this warm sensation to write music. So when I started to write music, I realized it came natural to me. I didn't have to work at it. Like, you know, like when you work at kind of together. It was a natural given thing. Like, man, I could have write and, you know, especially love song. I'm real good at writing love song. And I was like, wow. So from there, I developed this passion, you know, this passion. Like the kids would go to the school, and right after school, I just wanted to go to the studio. You know, I didn't want to do no homework. I didn't care. I just wanted to be in the studio. That was my thing, you know. And it was very hard at times to even convince my mother to you know, mom, you know, I would like to go to the studio. And From time she see the guys who come to pick me up to the studio, they was Rastaman, you know, so she didn't want that around her. You know what I mean? Like, nah, man, nah, you're not going. Them guys are big guys, you know, they drive deep, you're still in high school. So it's like almost like it was a challenge. But in the mix of it all, I find comfort in playing my instrument. And my instrument was my best friend. It became my companionship. You know what I mean? And that's where it really started, you know. So that's where I got my inspiration from Brother Bob. And then my instrument was my first guitar. And now I play many instruments. I play the keyboards. I play the bass. The song that you just heard, you know, I played most of all the instruments on it, like the keyboard. And then I took it to California. And then Ken Porter, which played for The Italz, is the drummer for The Italz. He drummed on that record right there. He overdubbed some of my keyboard parts. And then Dari Deshaun Miller played some pianos. He overdubbed my pianos. And he also did the engineering up there in California. So, you know what I mean? The guitar led me to other things, other instruments, basically.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Bob Marley and the guitar is my thing, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. So, have you inspired a lot of people? Do you get fans and followers that come up to you or write to you or send you messages?
Yeah, inspired.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. There's a particular young lady by the name of D. Rasta. You know, she lives down in St. Louis. You know, she told me that my music actually saved her. That song Upright. That song Upright saved her. You know, she was going through a hard time, and at the time when she listened to it, she said that music carried her through. And to this, that was years ago. I'm talking about 2006 that I think I gave her that CD, and I didn't even know her. I just handed it to her down in St. Louis, just going down the street. I was selling some CDs, and I think I gave her one. And to this day, man, whenever she messaged me on Facebook, she always tell me, man, that song, You Got to Live Upright. She says, I know all the lyrics, the words for that song. She said, that song literally carried me through.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So just that one person just made me feel really, really good that
yeah.
the music has some type of power to help this young lady out. You know what I mean?
Makes you
yeah.
work harder now, huh?
Exactly. It makes you appreciate
yeah.
it, and it gives you a sense of energy and a sense of encouragement to realize, okay, man, we got, it's a mission. It makes you realize your purpose even more, you know what I mean, when you hear stories like this.
Right, yeah, that's it right there, your purpose in life. So do you think you have opened your gift God gave you? That's, this is your purpose in life?
Yes, I definitely do feel like I've been using my gift and my purpose. I definitely feel like His Majesty, He gave it to me and blessed me with it, because there is a purpose and there's a reason and there's work for me to do. And every man on this face of the earth has a sense of purpose. You know, he just has to
yeah.
find his purpose.
We have to, yeah. So
yeah,
we're gonna talk about Novocaine and you. How did you two live that?
You said Novocaine?
Yeah. Well, his name is Mario Nelson. His name is Mario Nelson, correct?
Yeah, Mario Nelson, yeah. This young brother is a blind rapper, you know. A lot of people don't know
yeah.
he's blind because he walks like, you know, like he moves like you just can't tell. And the way
yeah.
he talks is very educated, very smart brother. Well, to make a long story short, I had put some flyers out there, you know, when Lion Roots Record had just opened to the public, my studio, because I had my studio for my personal self for a long time, but I realized, you know, maybe I can help some youth to get the music across and teach them the ropes and teach them the game and, you know, how to market themselves. So I got a phone call from him one day, and he told me he wanted to come to the studio. And that's where we met, you know. Some things then I've been, you know, kind of helping, shaping his music and, you know, just teaching him about, you know, our culture and different things. And, you know, so he's really embracing everything, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And that song that y'all did together is called what?
It's called what?
Did y'all do a song together?
Yeah, me and him not really a song. I did a lot of collaboration with him, like basically just put some chant, you know, chant. Sometimes I do a little chant in between my album. As you can tell, World Revolution had a little chant with me chanting. That
yeah.
was me chanting. So,
okay.
I put a little chant and, you know, just a little collaboration with him. Yeah.
Okay. All right. He has a track out called Life as a Blind Guy.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, man. I remember that track there, man. Yeah, yeah.
Was you in that track?
Yes, I was. Yes, I was. I didn't know if he put it out or not, but yeah, I did.
Yes, he did, because I have a show with him Saturday.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and
good.
I'll be
That's
playing
good.
That.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be looking out. I'll listen.
Yeah.
Remind me.
Yeah, it'll be Saturday at your time will be at 7 p.m.
Man, I'm afraid I'll be playing at that time because at Edgewater. But
okay.
You know.
Saturday
yeah.
at 7. Okay. Well,
yeah.
It will be recorded for anyone to listen.
Okay.
So I would like for you to mention your fan page information for all our listeners and followers out there to keep following you.
Well, very good. Yeah, if they want to go and check me out, just go to ZionReggaeMusic.com, and it has everything. It has all the links to the Twitter. It has the links to my Facebook. If you can't remember Zion Reggae Music, go to Desmond Zion Albert on Facebook, and then that will take you to all my links as well. Yeah.
Okay, and I have a song here that's called Giving Praises. Can you introduce that song? Tell us more about that.
One of my favorite songs. One of my favorite songs, Giving Praises. Take it, sister. It's up to you. Yes, sir. Come on.
Tell all your friends, family, and followers out there where to purchase your music now.
Yeah, my music can be purchased on ZionReggaeMusic.com. I created that website basically so people can know exactly, they can just go straight directly to me as the source, you know?
Yeah.
So that's once again the ZionReggaeMusic.com, and they can go on that page and then look up music. And once again, World Revolution is coming soon, so I'll have World Revolution on the front page where they can just download it directly from there. And also iTunes, them can find my music on iTunes as well. If you go into my website, you can look up the album names and just kind of Google it on iTunes if they feel more comfortable in downloading it right there, you know? Yeah.
All right. Is there any other social websites that can keep up with you as well?
Spotify, social, Instagram, you know, I'm not really too fast as the young youth them with them social things.
Yeah.
You know, I'm from a place where we never use them thing, you know, and I still have this old school ways in I&I, but Instagram, you know, they can, like I said, on my website, ZionReggaeMusic.com, they can just go there and they can find everything, every link that they need to find on me, they can find it right there, you know?
Right, yeah. Right. So why don't you mention about the event that's coming up this weekend at the Water Grill?
Yes, Edgewater Grill. Yes, yes.
And what time and what date and how much are the tickets to get in?
Oh, the tickets, there is no tickets. You know, this is like a, this is a restaurant. So it's August. When is Saturday? I'm not sure exactly what day Saturday is because I don't have a calendar.
Saturday is the 13th.
Yeah, the 13th. Okay, Saturday the 13th at 6:30 to 8:30 at Edgewater Grill, Newburgh, Indiana. And it's basically a restaurant, and they can just walk in, and then we play music for the guests, and the people eat their food, and they drink their beverages, and, you know, watch the sunset and different things, listen to some kind of music, you know?
Right,
yeah.
Right. So, is there any other events that's coming up later in the future you want to mention?
Well, I don't know if it's too quick to mention this, but we're working on down in Wisconsin. We're working on putting a show together with Ziggy Marley, and we haven't set up a date for it yet. But we'll have it once we get a date set up and we get everything lined up, because we're still in planning, you know, planning it. So once we get everything lined up, we will have it on Facebook, and you know, it will be all over the place. But I'm talking with one of the uncles. I mean the nephew of Uzziah Sticky Thompson, nephew right now, and he lives up in Wisconsin. So we are talking right now and trying to put a event together in Wisconsin with Ziggy Marley, possibly Joseph Israel in California, one of my good brethren, you know, and with Ziggy Marley, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, man. So, but other than that, all the rest of the shows are.
Yeah, you have to keep us informed.
If I didn't hear that. What you said, ma'am?
You have to keep us informed on that event with Ziggy Marley.
Sure. Most definitely. I will. We will blast it. We'll get it on the air. We'll you know, I'll probably have another interview, you know, talk to you and see if we can set up another interview just for that event or something like that, you know. So,
okay.
Most definitely, we will. We're just in the planning stage right now.
Okay,
yeah.
So you have any words to strengthen anyone out there listening or to inspire them?
Yes. You know, I just want to start off by saying there's a lot of families and close friends. I know this year has lost a lot of loved ones, even their own kids, you know, fathers lose their kids, and I've seen it with my own eyes. And I just want to say to everybody that they're like Michael. I know Michael just lost his son. His son just got gunned down about 2 weeks ago. He just buried his son this week. I just want to say to you guys, man, just it's not the end of the road. You know, God is good. And whenever we are in distress and whenever we feel like we have nowhere else to turn, please just get on your knees and pray, and the Father will show you the way. He'll show you. He'll bless you. But we have to learn to act. You know, that's my encouragement, because a lot of people, they turn to alcohol, they turn to drugs, they turn to drinking, thinking that's the way out. But that's not the way out. That's only the devil way out. That's the way he traps you more and gets you deeper into the pit. You know what I mean? Into the hole.
Yeah.
Makes you
sink. You're still running from your problem.
Yeah, man. But whenever we're down and we're out, that's the time when we need God the most. And don't ever feel out there like, oh, I have never given God praise all year. I've never been on my knees. No, don't let the devil speak to your mind. Get on your knees the moment you need him. And always remember, he's always there with open hands. He's always here with open hands for his children. No different from a father. Love his son and a mom. Love her daughter. And she may go astray. The moment she comes back, she's always there with open arms for her daughter, because that's her daughter. She has love for her daughter. Her father have love for his son, no different than the Creator. We are his children. He loves us. So all the atheists out there, start believing, man. And all the people going through hardship and going through things, start learning to talk, because he's waiting on you. You know what I mean? It's not the other way around. He, you know, we're not waiting on him. He is waiting on us to come to him. So that's my encouragement to the world right now. You know what I mean? Just look to the Father for strength, guidance, sin.
Right.
Yes,
Thank you.
You're welcome, sister. You're welcome.
Have a good night. Has anyone ever told you you should be a minister?
Yes, man. People tell me this all the time. They call it a reggae minister. I never hear such thing before, but hey, that's a new one for me.
Yeah, man. There's probably some already out there going on, but you know, hey, I mean,
it's the music. It's in the music, Diva. It's in the music.
Yes, in the music, and you're the man with the plan, spreading hope, togetherness, and love. And I want to tell you, I want you to keep doing your work. Obviously, you have opened your gift. You know your purpose in life God has given you.
Sir.
And I love what you're doing. And I'm still right behind you. I'm still going to follow you. And
if
anyone has missed out, this is Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. My name is Brenna Moss. My guest this evening is with Desmond Albert Zion. Did I say that correct?
Desmond Zion Albert, but you can just say Zion. It's fine. It's
okay,
fine.
Zion. Okay, all right then. And you heard the message that he is spreading, and you heard how to follow him and where to purchase his music. Go see him in Newburgh at the event coming this Saturday at 7 p.m., you said?
At 6:30 to 8:30 p.m.
At 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., follow him on Facebook and Instagram. Okay, and so, Zion, you know what's up, and you're always welcome to come back to keep us updated on what you're doing and speaking with you. I love your work, and you know, I'm gonna run and break my neck somewhere to get to see you in person.
We will, man, and hopefully we'll do a show in your city, hopefully, you know, because sometimes I do the reggae festival every once in I do the reggae festival sometime out there on the river, so hopefully you'll get to catch me out there sometime.
Have you ever come down here to Louisville, Kentucky?
Yeah,
in
that's what
Jamaican
I was saying.
Jamaican community?
In May, I think in May when they have the reggae on the river down there in Kentucky, I come down Louisville. I did it probably 3 times before the reggae fest down there. So whenever David Ambassador, you know, whenever he get a hold of me and he let me know, hey, you want me to come do another show, then you know, I'll let you know for sure I'm coming down so you can come in and we can meet up and everything, you know? Because I do appreciate your work that you're doing also. I just want you to know the feeling is neutral, you know what I mean? So give thanks for everything you're doing. I respect it. Enough respect for that. You know?
Right. Yes, sir. All right. Thank you, Zion.
You're welcome, and thank you, ladies.
Have a blessed evening, and see you again soon.
Yes, sir. Blessed love, okay? And make sure I'll make sure you get one of my records as soon as it drops in the mail, personally signed by.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You have a blessed evening. I appreciate that.
And
everyone,
this
is Brenna Moss. I am signing out, and thank you for tuning in. Good night.
Bless you. Respect. Bye-bye. Good night.
Yeah.